Chi High Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and Grace Home Respiratory. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good morning. I have to watch that. Yeah, good morning, right? About 9:40 in the morning from Safford Field, Marshfield, Wisconsin, near the Marshfield High School. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak, set to bring you Chi and Marshfield, a doubleheader. We see a narrow band of showers heading our way, but hey, we got an artificial turf infield, a grass outfield, but we should be fine here today. And Tammy, talking to Coach Mitch Steinmetz before the game for the Cards, he said, hey, we've played in the rain, kind of come accustomed to it, and so whether we play through it or take a bit of a break, looks like we'll be able to get these games in.
Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting spring that way. So, and I think with in Wisconsin, you mentally prepare for any kind of weather there is so we can get outside and get some baseball in.
Tough week for the Cards as they actually have lost three straight overall, including game two of that doubleheader at Superior, 8-6 after winning earlier 14-3 last week on Friday the 26th. But since then, losing on Tuesday 2-0 to North, and then losing in the game at Casper the other day 4-3 just yesterday. So Chi High comes in 7-7 overall. They're 4-4 in the Big Rivers Conference from the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Marshfield in the middle of the pack as well at 3-8, 3-2 in the conference. This is the overview on the Tigers. A 10-9 win at Merrill. They lost to Menominee 4-3. Lost to Menominee by a score of 5-1. Meanwhile, they also beat Wausau West 6-3. Lost to Mozanie 7-2 and to Antigo 19-4. They lost to Merrill 11-2. Eau Claire North drubbed them last week Saturday 22-2 and 13-4. They lost to Rapids on Tuesday 5-3, but bounced back in extra innings to beat Rapids on Wednesday 6-1. Speaking of Menominee, you're a little familiar with the Menominee boys baseball team.
I am. I'm a little bit biased. The head coach is my son, and yeah. So consequently, I see a lot of the Menominee games and. It's been fun. It's been the program continues to grow. And, in fact, Menominee and Chi High will be facing off next week, I believe it is. So, I guess I remain somewhat neutral.
But he is a Chi High alum, right?
He is a Chi High alum.
Talking about Zach Slowiak. So, again, maybe we'll hear a little bit. I imagine in doing a doubleheader, we may hear a little bit about yesterday's Menominee contest. But we've got conversations from both coaches ahead, John Southworth of the Tigers and also Mitch Steinmetz of the Cards. So enjoy whatever you're doing on this Saturday. Enjoy baseball on the radio here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with Coach Southworth, our conversation with him in just a moment on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal Countdown from Safford Field, Marshfield High School. John Salford, the head coach of the Marshfield Tigers, is set for a doubleheader here today and may have some rain interruption, but Coach, always a good day to play too.
You bet. Saturday morning, good day to play baseball.
Mm-hmm. All right, give us kind of an overview on your team season so far.
I believe we're 3-9. Played a lot of extra inning games. Rain's caused some havoc. With the year so far, we're a young team. We're getting better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your most recent contest against Rapids, you coming off of that one a few days ago.
Yeah, that was a 9-inning, extra inning game. We were fortunate to come out ahead 6-1. It was 1-1 going into the top of the ninth, and we got 5 runs.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going to throw at, Chahai? What's your plan pitching-wise?
Yeah, we got a freshman starting the first game, Tyler Kramer. So second game. We'll see how the first one goes, but it'll probably be Dayton Bugar, a sophomore, playing a couple games during the week. We don't have our full use of all our pitchers today, so but we'll be fine.
All right. Kind of at this point of the season, getting along past the halfway point probably, kind of what's your thinking in terms of this non-conference doubleheader today?
Yeah, we're just trying to get better. Chippewa is a good program. They're always well-coached, nice team. It's always nice to be able to play some non-conference games and not have to they don't have to travel too far, and we're sending a team over there to play a JV2 game. So it's a really nice deal between the two schools.
And the key for your club in this doubleheader today?
Yeah, it's the same key as every game. Throw strikes and put the ball in play on offense and see what happens. We can't be walking, 6-7 guys a game. We're just not built to offset that. We can't score that many runs, so we got to keep them off base.
Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Head coach John Southworth of the Marshfield Tigers back with more in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Against Lampton, the pitch. This one to the outfield, center field, a long run. It's way back and out of here for Allie Geist. She just hit it out of here. Allie Geist, give the Cards a 3-run blast. And just like that, it's a 9-3 Chahai lead.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinal Countdown on this Saturday on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com from Safford Field, Marshfield High School, Mitch Steinmetz. And Coach, here we are on a Saturday. We may get a bit of a rain interruption at some point, but it looks like a narrow band of showers and nice artificial turf infield ought to be able to get this doubleheader in.
Yeah, actually we're getting used to playing in the rain this year. This will be game three or our third doubleheader to play in the rain, so we're ready for it. There's nothing we can do about it. We just got to play through it, I guess so.
All right. First of all, just a brief look back here. Most recently, two single games against North. Very close, competitive games. You guys coming up on the short end.
Yeah, North is a good team. I mean, they're solid. Fish does a great job with those guys. We're looking to bounce back, though. I mean, we need to hit the ball quite a bit better than we have it, you know, in this past week. And We're looking forward to doing that today. So
just familiarize us in terms of the pitchers you used this week and what your plan is today.
Today we'll be throwing a few guys that don't throw a whole lot. Try to get them some innings, get them some work. So then when we do get in the conference and maybe in the regionals, you know, we have guys that we can rely on. So mm-hmm.
So give me the plan for games one and two today.
Games one will be Hagman's going to be on the mound. Game two. Is probably going to be Lucas Logsled. Probably going to start him game two. So just trying to get these guys some innings. So.
And Marshfield throwing a freshman pitcher at you in the first game.
So. Ooh. Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting. That'll be nice. So must be good. So we still got to hit the ball. So I guess it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And the key for your club today?
Good at bats. Mm-hmm. That we've been focused on good at bats and minimizing our errors. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to do defensively, offensively, you know, good at bats, you know, working counts. Mm-hmm. That's where we're at right now. So.
All right. As always, we face the challenge between the doubleheader getting the lineup, but maybe we can see you after the game and come visit us up like you did last time.
I can do that.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Head Coach Mitch Steinmetz here as we get ready to play two from Marshfield, Safford Field, a wonderful facility. It's Chi High and the Marshfield Tigers. We got game one for you coming next on WDOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
And Marshfield has taken the field, and their freshman pitcher getting his initial pitches in time for our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tammy Slowiak, how about it?
Well, listening to the coaches pregame, both of them are talking about playing the game, so which means solid defense, limiting errors, and putting the bat on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So consistency, not walking people. They address that, not giving free bases and unearned runs.
Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Craig Toyson, of course, the owner of the Eau Claire Express, so a big, huge baseball fan. And I know he's a big Minnesota Timberwolves fan, and he's going to be focused in on the T-Wolves and the Nuggets. Game one of that best-of-seven second-round NBA series going on today in Denver. All right, Tyler Kramer, a freshman, and I kind of got the chance to break a little news to Mitch Steinmetz there. He wasn't aware of that. So, again, and Marshfield talking about a freshman in game one and a sophomore in game two today.
Yeah, I could tell by Mitch's voice that he was like, oh, so he made a comment that it's going to be a good game, and he made the comment as well, well, we still got to play the game. So
right. I'm going to need to share. Yep. Here we go. We're sharing here. And Chippewa Falls, Brady Smith, the second baseman, the sophomore, number five, batting leadoff, followed by the junior center fielder, Jared Erickson, and Cole Pearlberg, the junior shortstop, hitting third for the Cards. And Smith now from the right side. With the pitch from Kramer, and the first one, curveball for a called strike one. So we're underway from beautiful Safford Field here in Marshfield at 9:56 in the morning on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The next pitch, and this one hit to right and foul on the first base side, 1-1. So it was interesting. As Tammy's telling me something about Menominee, New Richmond, and a competitive contest last night. And this one, ground ball to third, fielded over there, throw over to first in time for the out from the third baseman, Chase Robinson, for out number one. 5-3.
The center fielder, number 12.
So Menominee did win the contest, though.
They did win in the bottom of the seventh inning with a walk-off home run
and
by Junior. Yes.
All right. So are you aware of their record at this point?
I should be, but I'm
okay,
not.
Okay, all right. And there's another ball from the freshman breaking in on the left-handed hitting Jared Erickson for ball one, 1-0.
Erickson batting 300 on the season.
And he looks at a called strike, 1-1. Erickson, the left-handed junior in that two position following Brady Smith, the sophomore who grounded out to third. A moment ago, the pitch. This one hit to left and down the line and foul. It's a little bit tough, you know, I have to say, at least initially. I mean, I like our location. Wonderful press box. I mean, how about this for a school? I mean, and they've got their own softball field. This is like bringing Carson Park to your school, right?
It's
fantastic.
Beautiful.
And yet a little bit here initially. High in the air, we can see left center field coming over, and the left fielder makes the catch, Dawson Meissner, the junior for out number two. So the Cards infield and outfield on their first two at bats. And now Cole Pearlberg, the junior shortstop.
Pearlberg batting 364 on the season thus far.
Hitting from the right side. And called strike one. He's got a pretty good curveball this freshman.
He does. I think I would have been jumping out of the way on that one.
Yeah, no, I've seen his curve now a few different times. Pretty impressive. He, good up-and-coming pitcher here for Marshfield. The 0-1 pitch. And he looks at strike two. Be a fastball in the outside corner. You can tell, even as he walks up to the mound now, kind of a skinny kid and a young fella, but boy, what an opportunity for him, a freshman starting this varsity game. And that one hit the batter, hit Pearlberg. That's a curveball that started a little bit outside, and by the time it broke in, it hit him. And so on the 1-1 pitch, Pearlberg gets a base, and now Preston Alger, the third baseman, senior for the Cards, hitting also from the right side, number two.
Yeah, Hagen seems to have pretty good control up to that point, so we'll see how he recovers from hitting a pitcher, or hitting a batter, excuse me.
And the throw over is Kramer, right? You mean Kramer?
Kramer.
Yeah, right. Just think of Seinfeld.
We're pitching here.
By the way, the Pop-Tarts movie making its debut, I think, yesterday. I at least saw it there. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to take 2 hours to watch it. Right? There's a ball upstairs, 1-0, to the right-handed hitting, is it Alger? Preston,
yes.
Alger, okay. Just underway, top of the first inning here. We had the sun breaking through momentarily. Otherwise, pretty cloudy. And the throw over to first to hold Pearlberg at first base. Second doubleheader Tammy and I have done. We did the girls softball doubleheader also against Marshfield.
Yes.
So
a trend.
Yes, it is. And next Saturday we get a triple header, the Cardinal Invitational for softball at Casper. Games at 11, 1, and 3. And there's a big breaking curve in the air. Is it going to get out of play? And no, it's going to be grabbed by the catcher, Adam Gilbertson, for out number 3. So the Cards strand one in the middle of one. It's Chippewa Falls nothing. Marshfield coming up on WDOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
WDOGO Sports, bottom half of the first inning, and Marshfield comes with Jacob Sadowska, the sophomore shortstop, number 3, batting second. Chase Robinson, the junior third baseman, and hitting third, Adam Gilbertson, the senior catcher, number 15. The Cardinals defensively go with Braden Hagman. Is it Hagman or Heyman?
I thought it was Hagan.
For Chippewa Falls, it's number 10, and so I can check the handy-dandy roster and clarify. It's Braden Hagman, right, Hagman. Okay. All right, and Hagman, the pitcher for Chippewa Falls, and also Landon Atkinson is the sophomore catcher. Carter Berg at first, Brady Smith at second, Cole Pearlberg at short, Preston Alger at third, Braden Dickerson, the senior left fielder, Jared Erickson, the junior center fielder, and Jackson Martin, the right fielder for the Cardinals, the junior. All right, about ready to go, and Sadowski, the first pitch, and this one in the air, left center field. Here we got fielders converging, and it drops in there between short, left, and third, and there it is, the single for Sadowska to get us Marshfield started. First pitch hitting Sadowska on Hagman there.
Yeah, he's pretty aggressive, and it kind of fell in the middle of short left center and kind of no man's land.
So Hagman, the junior right-handed pitcher, throwing over to first, looking to hold the runner. Sadowska, the sophomore leadoff hitter, and it brings up Chase Robinson, the junior third baseman. Hitting from the right side, open stance, and this is in the air to right center field, slicing, but actually it doesn't get beyond the infield. And that is grabbed by Brady Smith for out number 1. So a pop up to second.
Catcher, number 15.
Two pitches and two balls in play.
That's going to be not a lot of pitch count there.
Yeah, for sure. And it brings up Adam Gilbertson, the left-handed hitting catcher. Don't find that all the time, but a nice wrinkle and a changeup. And there's the fire out to second base on the stolen base by Sadowska. He's able to successfully steal on the Cardinal sophomore catcher, Atkinson.
Yep, that throw bounced a little bit to the left of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Good backup by the Cards.
Right, yeah, Cole Pearlberg, the shortstop, over to cover. But one of the, you know, they talk about one of the tougher things in all of sports, hitting a baseball. How about throwing out a runner at second? That's pretty hard.
Yeah, you got to have a pretty good pop time coming out of the squat and getting it out there. And a lot to think about back there.
Off-speed pitch again. That time misses 1-1 from Hagman to Adam Gilbertson. Left-handed hitting senior catcher for Marshfield. Bottom half of the first inning, scoreless contest, non-conference doubleheader here today for both teams to kind of And there's a ball missing, 2-1, low. You know, for Marshfield, that many as 7 different players not here due to a wrestling tournament today. And, of course, it's not in wrestling season, but wrestling winning out. And so they brought up to the bench, and they said they only have one reserve today. One. In fact, the coach joked. There's the off-speed pitch misses to take your base for Gilbertson. So two aboard for Marshfield with Caleb Schaefer, the junior second baseman. Yeah, he was joking. And just saying, two players get hurt and the game's done. So Coach Southworth saying that today.
Keeping his fingers crossed that everybody stays healthy.
So Caleb Schaefer hitting from the right side. That's a I said one of the batters is open. That was a very open stance. And he rips one to left field for a base hit. That's going to at least load the bases. Retrieved out there by Dickerson. He gets it in. And the bases are loaded with Tigers after the single by Schaefer. And it brings up Braden Anderson, the senior right fielder, number 16.
Number 16, Braden Anderson.
So bases loaded, Tammy.
So now we have hitter number 5. I don't have any
Braden
stats
Anderson.
On them, but
yeah.
Braden Anderson, senior. So he's seen a lot of baseball, I'm presuming.
Hitting from that right side, not as open stance as but there's a called strike one on the outside corner. It is interesting, batting stances, right? I mean, it's just everybody's unique, right? Like your personalities
sure
are unique, and somebody's more open, somebody's more closed.
Some have the bat wiggle.
Yeah, exactly. There's a ball low. I'll make another Joe Morgan reference because I know it's going to date me some. But when I was with Jason Bobson, but I remember a left-handed hitting second baseman, Morgan, Hall of Famer for sure, and was a broadcaster later. Swing and a miss, and count goes to 1-2 to Anderson. But I think he would actually move his arm. He would move the back of his arm quite a bit. But, you know, it worked for him, right?
Right.
He was a power hitter, and he had good average, so you just never know. But a lot of different stances. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this one high in the air, second base side, and it's going to be grabbed by the Cardinals second baseman, Brady Smith, for out number 2. So as long as we can just get him to pop out to Brady.
That's right.
Happened twice here now for Braden Anderson. It brings up Tyler Kramer, the freshman pitcher, hitting from the right side.
It's a good opportunity for a freshman.
Yeah, wow. Bases loaded and 2 outs here in this non-conference affair. Game 1 of 2 here on WOGO. Off-speed pitch called strike to Kramer.
The Tigers have been fairly aggressive going after early pitches, at least early in the lineup they were.
Kramer was impressive in the first top half of the first, and this one hit back against the fence. How about this facility that we were marveling at? It? I mean, Safford Field, and that's in big letters here, and I know they were generous contributors, and Marshfield Area Community Foundation with this facility, but this and their own sophomore across the way, and the high school's over here, so wow.
It's really beautiful.
Fantastic. The envy of others, I'm sure. So, and here's the 0-2 pitch, and this one fouled back again by Kramer. So staying alive, but bases loaded. And the Tigers hoping to get a couple of runs here, but behind in the count, the freshman pitcher,
Tyler Kramer. To get out of this inning for the Cardinals.
Yes.
Boost their morale a little bit.
The pitch from Hagman, off speed, got him to go for strike 3, and the Cardinals get out of it. And the bottom of 1, we're scoreless through 1 at Safford Field in Marshfield on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Against Lampton, the pitch. This one to the outfield, center field, a long run. It's way back and out of here for Allie Geis. She just hit it out of here. Allie Geis, give the Cards a 3-run blast. And just like that, it's a 9-3 Chihai lead.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Mark Howerson, Tammy Slowiak back at Safford Field, Marshfield High School. And the Cards here in the top half of the second come with Gavin Thompson, the sophomore designated hitter. Jackson Martin, the junior right fielder, and also Braden Dickerson, the senior left fielder, as they come up, numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the order for head coach Mitch Steinmetz. And hitting from the left side, Gavin Thompson.
Gavin's had 36 at-bats so far this season. He's batting .278 from the left side.
And the first pitch on the way, and he looks at a curve inside, and that one missing for ball one. Kramer, the freshman hurler, getting an opportunity here today. And again, we don't have Marshfield statistics, so I don't know. But he had hit the one batter there in the first inning. And this one, high in the air, third base side, and gloved over there by Chase Robinson for out number one. So they pop out to third for the Cards. Set, set, Marshfield for you defensively. Kramer, the pitcher. Adam Gilbertson is catching. Brant Fries, the senior first baseman. Caleb Schaefer, the junior second baseman. Jacob Sadowska, the sophomore shortstop. And Chase Robinson, the junior third baseman. Dawson Meisner in left, a junior. Dayton Bugar scheduled to pitch the second game. He's a sophomore center fielder. And Braden Anderson, the senior, as the ball missing 1-0 to Jackson Martin, the junior right fielder for the Cards. Yes, I've got all of the academic statuses there except for the catcher, Gilbertson. I can tell you that he is a senior. Now you're fully informed. One ball and no strikes. Kramer to Martin. Well, you know, Marshfield threatened, but it was kind of like there's an off-speed pitch. That goes to 2-0. No, 2-1 is the count. Actually, just kind of like the clouds sometimes where you threaten and then no rain happens, right?
Right, so leaving three stranded, that's
tough. Martin, this one in the air to right center field, slicing. It's going to be tough to grab, and it falls in there for a base hit. So Jackson Martin, the first hit for the Cardinals in this game, and he's aboard, the junior right fielder, and it brings up Braden Dickerson, the left fielder for Chippewa Falls.
It was a similar higher hit that fell in no man's land, only this time to right center, similar to what
right.
the Tigers did earlier in the game.
Good contact from Martin. Open stance for Dickerson now, hitting from that right side. The pitch from Kramer, a ground ball towards second base. It could be two. There's the throw for out at second and not in time at first. Dickerson beating it out, but they get the 4-6 fielder's choice. Retire Martin at second, the lead runner. Two are down for Carter Berg, the sophomore, getting a shot at first base, hitting from the right side. I don't know if you're going to have too many numbers on Carter today.
Oh.
And the throw over to first, and they hold Braden Dickerson.
Nope, this is Carter's first opportunity.
So I don't know. We talked about Marshfield. The bench kind of thin, just one player. And for baseball, that's significant. I was wondering, do you, in your 2 years head coach for softball, did you have that challenge sometimes, especially maybe for a non-conference game or something?
In softball, I can't
ball missing 1-0.
Anybody ever missing.
Okay.
In softball. Volleyball, I had a couple conflicts with music, with some
okay.
traveling, some marching band and harmonics.
Yeah. Here we go. And this one fouled off.
But never that many. That's a lot. That's a whole new team.
So now, how many years did you coach volleyball?
Oh, you're testing me. I coached for 6 years, and then I took a break, and then I came back for 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So actually, I think of you because my experience with you has been with the softball, but
yeah,
5 times as much experience as the head coach of volleyball.
Yeah.
Well, great tradition with Chi High volleyball, right?
Yes, yes. It was fun to work with that program, both programs.
One ball and one strike to Carter Berg, the sophomore first baseman. The pitch is high upstairs. Runner looking to steal. High throw, and it's going to be away on the second base side from the catcher, Gilbertson. So the steal for Dickerson, stolen base, and the Cardinals with a runner in scoring position and 2 out. And the count says 1-1. Now 2-1. Yeah, 2-1 to Carter Berg. That was a ball that missed there. And now the pitch upstairs missing from the freshman Kramer, and the count goes to 3-1. So, again, runner at first in scoring position. Dickerson, 2 out for the Cards in the top half of the second. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak, the first of two from Safford Field and Marshfield here on WOGO Sports. And there's ball 4, take your base. And so Carter Berg is aboard with a free pass. And we had the hit batsman, but that's the first walk of the day for Kramer. First and second, and brings up the sophomore catcher, Landon Atkison, for the Cards, hitting in that nine spot. As Gavin Thompson is the DH hitting in place of the pitcher Hagman. So, top half of the second, and a hit batsman in the first inning for Kramer, and now a walk here. And number nine hitter, Atkinson, hits one high in the air. Is it going to be in play? And no, giving chase over there, Adam Gilbertson, but couldn't catch up. Somebody out walking their dog almost. You got to be careful around the ballpark. You know, it's kind of that way at Casper. I know when you park in the outfield, you're like, hey, yes. If somebody gets a hold of one, right?
Yes.
Especially for baseball, you know, more than for softball, it's pretty not a concern. Atkinson, open batting stance. There's an off-speed pitch, misses outside in the count 1-1.
Yeah, here I think parking-wise you're good, but you got to be careful walking.
Yeah.
At this park.
Do we have any average numbers on Landon?
Landon has 30 at-bats. His average is 167.
Ooh, and he got hit. So the bases are loaded. So the second hits batsman from the for the freshman pitcher, Kramer, and the bases are loaded now with Cardinals. Atkinson, the catcher, at first. We'll see if he gets a pinch runner. Berg at second, and Braden Dickerson now goes to third. So the Cardinals doing what Marshfield did in the first
inning.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to get that pinch runner.
Catcher did a nice job going out to settle down his pitcher there. That's a good time to take a little pause. He went out and chatted with him quick. And
Easton Bob going to be the pinch runner now, the senior. Going to play his college ball at St. Thomas.
It's a great program.
I saw five Cardinals getting their college commitments this week.
Yes, that was exciting. Great support from their fans.
Yeah.
At a signing.
And there's a called strike one to the leadoff hitter, Brady Smith. Brady grounded out to third, his first time up. And two at-bats in two innings. That's pretty positive. Against the freshman, Kramer. The pitch. This one smashed to center field, and it's going to get in for a base hit. One run is in, and rounding third and heading for home, and the Cardinals now lead it 2-0.
It was a nice line drive, just a little bit to the left of the center fielder. Not much you can do when you got bases loaded for the Tigers. You're going to be running with two outs. You're going to be running on the hit. It's a great position to be in when you're in the have the bases loaded.
So Dickerson scores the initial run, and Carter Berg, the pinch runner there. Well, let's see. Carter Berg actually scoring the pinch runner. Easton Bob going to second base for the Cardinals at the moment. There's a ball inside. It gets away, and it would be a pass ball, and the runners now advance. So Smith goes to second, and Easton Bob goes to third on the I'm going to call it pass ball because it was right in him, and then
it
was a wild pitch, wouldn't have touched the catcher.
Right.
So, all right, runners at second and third, both in scoring position. Jared Erickson from the left side. He flew out to left his first time for Chippewa against Kramer, the freshman hurler, and the off-speed pitch, and that one is ball 2-1 now. Jared Erickson, the junior in center for Chippewa. Good to have that left-handed stick in that number two position. Two in, two on. There's a called strike, so the count goes to 2-2. Cole Proberg on deck if he can reach.
Erickson flew out to left field last time at bat.
2-2, the pitch from Kramer. This one smashed third base side, gloved over there, a throw across the diamond is going to be in time for the out by Chase Robinson, but not before the Cards score two. And they strand two in the middle of two from Marshfield. It's Chahai 2, Marshfield nothing on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
We'll be right back.
Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big, huge crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak in Marshfield at Safford Field as Chi High leads it now 2-0, and the Tigers bring Dawson Meisner, their junior left fielder, Bryce Shoddy, the sophomore DH, and Brant Fries, the senior first baseman. And we've got the Braden Hagman, the junior pitcher for the Cardinals. And the pitch from Hagman, and this one high in the air on the infield, coming in on it. And, oh, it's going to be gloved there by the Cardinals. Preston Alger, the third baseman, for out number one. Meisner goes down. So one down, and it brings up Bryce Shoddy. The last name is S-C-H-A-D-E. And as a radio broadcaster, I kind of pride myself on pronunciations, but that was a reminder of why you always need to ask the hometown people how you say, because I would have said Shade,
yes.
and I would have been wrong.
I worked with somebody with that last name, and he said Shade. So I
would
have done
the same thing. There you go. Yeah, yeah. 1-0 to Shoddy, the DH, hitting from the left side for Marshfield, bottom half of the second. Off-speed pitch and ball. 2-0 now to Shoddy in that eighth spot in the Marshfield order. They stranded three in the first inning without scoring and trail at 2-0. Off-speed again from Hagman. And again, as that one misses, 3-0. So Hagman did have one walk in the first inning, and it came to the third hitter. He had a single, a pop-out, and he'll miss ball four. So four straight pitches, Hagman giving the free pass to Shoddy. Second walk for Braden, and it brings up Brant Fries. And again, F-R-E-I-S, but it's pronounced like French fries. So there we go. Throw over to first. I feel like we're doing kind of a pronunciation class.
Right. Well, in a lot of years in education, you come across a lot of last names.
Yeah.
That one is a Chippewa name.
Okay.
And that is, we say fries.
You do. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Fries and freeze, though, so to be fair.
Yeah, I know. That's the challenging thing, right? English. I feel for all those people
learning
English.
Oh, my goodness.
English, right? Yeah.
I just made the connection this week for the first time that does and does is spelled the same.
That's true. You're right. You just take it for granted,
you
right?
Do.
Yeah. And so 0-1 now to Fries, hitting in that nine spot, the first baseman, senior, against Hagman. A junior for the Cards. Off-speed pitch misses inside. Again, walked the earlier hitter, Shoddy, on four pitches at first base for Marshfield. One on, one out. The bottom half of the second, Cardinals leading it 2-0. The pitch from Hagman, and that one coming inside a little bit tight, so 2-1. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak with you here from Marshfield, playing a doubleheader today. And so far, so good in the weather. I'll tell you, it was a long, narrow band of showers. And this one towards short. Perlberg's got it. He's going to take it himself at second. The throw over to first is not going to be in time in the dirt and not gloved anyhow.
Looks like he had a hard time getting that out of his glove because his timing looked like he was
going
to maybe get that double
play. It did. I was looking over to first base and waiting. So you get the six unassisted on the force.
Back to the top
and,
of the shortstop, number three, Jacob Sadowski.
Fries reaches base, but Shoddy eliminated, and it brings up Jacob Sadowska, the sophomore shortstop, and the throw over to first Hagman to hold Fries, the first baseman. 2-0 Chippewa Falls. The Card 7-7, and Marshfield 3-8. Both teams kind of in the middle of the pack in their conferences. This one a pop-up into the outfield that's going to get out there, and a long run and a successful grab out there by Jared Erickson going into left center field. So the Tigers strand one here in the bottom half of the second. Through two from Marshfield, Chi-High leads it 2-0 on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford
to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak with you as Chai leads it 2-0. Top half of the third from Marshfield. It's the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Cole Pearlberg, Preston Elger, and Gavin Thompson, against the freshman pitcher, Tyler Kramer. And now this, it feels a little cooler, and the sky's darkening a bit, so maybe those showers are getting closer. I'm no meteorologist, but the wind's picking up as well. And this one, grounded foul on the third base side. So real quick, last night, Menominee, I don't know if you even feel comfortable talking about this, but there was a controversial call, right?
There was. It was something I had never seen. The walk-off home run from many spectators looked like it was foul. The umpire saw it differently, called it fair, and regardless of the questioning.
There's a ball missing inside. So you're saying the walk-off for Menominee.
For Menominee, yes.
So Menominee's homer was, you're even acknowledging that it won the game for your son's team, Zach's team, but you're saying it really wasn't. You're saying it was foul, but they called it fair.
They did.
Yeah, and what are you to do, right?
Well, that's exactly right. We talked a lot about it afterwards.
Ball three, so it's 3-1 to the leadoff hitting Cole Pearlberg from the right side.
The umpire explained that he saw it go over.
Ball high, ball four, so Pearlberg's aboard. So he saw it go. Well,
he saw it go over the foul pole, and then if that's the case, then that is the accurate call.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't have robot umps yet. And
exactly.
You know, people talk about the human dimension, and there's more reviews than there's ever been, but
there's
not at the high school level.
There's going to be no replay at the high school.
We're so used to that, though, right?
We are. Yeah. I said that the Jumbotron wasn't working.
All right, now the Cards going to get the bunt attempt from the cleanup hitter, Elger, third base side, successful, and he's going to be safe. He beat it out. He beat it out for a single. Preston Elger successfully moves Pearlberg over to second, but gets a bunt single in the process. Forget the sacrifice. So the Cards with two aboard and nobody out for Gavin Thompson. And again, it was a pretty deep bunt. But it took a while here, even though it's the artificial turf, you'd think it would maybe be a little speedier.
It was placed really well. It was farther up the field in between. The third baseman came up. Didn't seem like he had a real good jump on it.
Chase Robinson, yeah.
Coming back from a ways.
That could have been, yeah. Not maybe it was caught a bit by surprise.
Yeah.
And the winds are definitely picking up here, and it's definitely getting cooler, I can tell you that.
Gavin Thompson.
Even calling this game, and there's another bunt attempt by the Cardinals, and it's going to be out at, and a runner's going to round and score for Chippewa Falls. So outstanding job.
Really good running
by Pearlberg to score. And Preston Elger goes to second. And Gavin Thompson, the wonderful sacrifice, able to successfully get him in. And the RBI in the process, and the Cardinals lead it 3-0.
Right fielder, number 8. Jackson Martin.
And it brings up Jackson Martin, the right fielder, and he singled his first time. And a called strike one to Jackson.
Jackson Martin singled out his
3-0 Chippewa here, top half of the third. Nobody out for the Cardinals, and two aboard at, actually, just the runner at second at the moment here, but there's a ground ball, and it's going to go second base side, gloved over there, throw over to first in the dirt, and out, just barely. On the ground out, 4-3 for Martin, moving the runner to third. I think I said nobody out because the scoreboard says no outs, but we had the one out on the sacrifice.
That's
so there
right.
are two outs now after Martin goes down. And it does move Elger to third, and it brings up Braden Dickerson, the left fielder.
Left fielder number 9.
Braden hitting from the right side, and he hit into a 4-6 fielder's choice, but reached base and stole a base and scored. And there's a called strike, 0-1 from Kramer. So Kramer, a freshman pitcher for Marshfield, and we hear a sophomore, the center fielder Dayton Bugar, slated to go in game two. Dickerson with the open stance and the pitch. Smashed to center field, and it's going to be measured and caught out there by Bugar, the aforementioned Bugar. But not before the Cards score another in the middle of the three from Marshfield. Chai 3 and Marshfield nothing on WOGO Sports.
On one hit.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On WOGO Sports, Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak from Safford Field in Marshfield, and the Braden Hagman now for the Cards against the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Chase Robinson, the third baseman. Adam Gilbertson, the catcher. And Caleb Schaefer, the second baseman. Hitting from the right side, and there's an off-speed pitch for ball one from Hagman to Robinson. And we should note, I wanted to just make sure, because we had the bunt single by Alger after Pearlberg had reached on a walk. And then Gavin Thompson, there's a called strike. The count goes to 1-1. And Gavin Thompson's sacrifice bunt on the third base side, and Pearlberg scored from second. I mean, he scored from second on just a sacrifice bunt. Wow.
And
this one hit a solid shot, slicing to right center field. It's a long run, and it's going to be in the gap, and it's at least a double for the leadoff hitter, and it is a double for Chase Robinson to open up the third inning for Marshfield, the first extra base hit of the game here in the bottom of the third. Yeah. But anyhow, just finishing up there, Pearlberg, wow, I mean, to score from second, I mean, he just kept running.
And
I think the focus in terms of the time, the ball getting out there, and he maybe was going with the pitch, too. So.
Well, that's true, and I bet it was a hit and run. And also the bunt was to the right side, so that is a, you know, to have the pitcher run over and field that all takes time, and Pearlberg's fast.
Right. And there's the curveball, and it misses.
Very much drawn up that way, I would say.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Adam Gilbertson, the left-handed hitting catcher. In this 3-0 game, and this one, a solid shot towards right. One hopper over there, grabbed by Brady Smith, throw over to first as the runner advances to third. So for the second time today, Marshfield getting a runner to third as Gilbertson grounding out there for 3, and Caleb Schaefer. Can you feel, it's not my imagination, it's gotten cooler, right? The winds have picked up. We've seen our banner blow one time here. It's kind of blowing up, and so.
The clouds are kind of moving in a little bit. The sun is definitely not.
Caleb Schaefer, the wide open stance. The junior second baseman looks at ball one from Hagman. This game's moving along, though, at a pretty good clip.
Yes, it is.
With two games in store here from Marshfield today. Wonderful city here in central Wisconsin. Ball misses 2-0 from Hagman. He's had two walks already in each inning. So the first and second inning for Hagman, the junior pitcher. Schaefer, his first time single. And a smash. Fair ball down the left field line. It's going to score one, and it's all the way down the line against the fence. And he's got a double, Schaefer, and he'll pull in with a stand-up double. So two doubles off Hagman here in the third. And Marshfield, maybe second time through, seeing Hagman's pitches a little better.
Right. You can definitely tell the second time through a lineup the aggressiveness of the hitters, and they're moving the ball around. They're spraying the field from left center to, this was right down the line, left field line.
And so Robinson scores, and it's a 3-1 game now. Brings up the right-handed hitting Braden Anderson, the senior right fielder.
He popped up to second base, his last at-bat.
Right, and Hagman gets off to. Hagman, a big, strong kid, the pitcher for Shahai. Kind of different physical makeups of the two pitchers here.
Definitely opposite.
Hagman, kind of the junior, kind of more muscular. And Kramer, though, very impressed with the freshman. Ball missing inside, but just a slender build.
Yes, yes.
As a broadcast, you've got to walk through that. And it doesn't matter, boys or girls sports, if you describe what I just did there. You do it very carefully. So, and Hegman's going to throw it over to second, but just kind of a lollipop throw over there to the second baseman, Smith. So one out, one on, one in for Marshfield here in the bottom half of the third. The Cardinals still leading it 3-1, but that there's a high pop-up, and it's going to go out of play. As the catcher, Atkinson, pulls the mask off. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, their great team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. One and one to Anderson. And there's a called strike to Anderson. One and two now to Braden. Hickman got him to pop out earlier. Now the other broadcasters are also talking about the weather conditions. And it was a called strike three. So Hegman, his first K of the day on Braden Anderson. An important one, Tammy, because with a runner at second base and two out, that's a whole different picture.
It really is when you have a freshman, the freshman hitting now. Not real sure what his history is with a bat, but puts him in a little bit more. You know, he was up last time with bases loaded, so.
I'm a little surprised. Kramer now looks at the ball missing 1-0, but Kramer in the sixth spot. Again, we're maybe observing because he's a more slender build, but doesn't mean he can't get good contact.
Exactly.
And he's got a good eye as he sees the count go to 2-0 from his.
Well, and if you're missing seven players from your roster, you're probably limited on your variety.
And they do have a DH already hitting in place of Bugar, who's going to be pitching in game two. And this one hit to center field pretty well by Kramer, but measured out there by the Cardinals' Jared Erickson. But not before Marshfield does score one, strand one. After three, it's Chi-High 3 and Marshfield 1 on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Fourth inning for the Cards, Carter Berg, Landon Atkinson, and Brady Smith, the 8-9 and 1 hitters for Coach Mitch Steinmetz. And just checking the time here in terms of this game, it feels like it's moving along well. 10:38, so yeah, we're doing well. As we get ready for the number 8 hitter in the lineup, Carter Berg, and he was walked and scored his first time, and he hits that one foul down the third baseline. He walked. Okay, well, problem with having our live mic on is we pick up the other broadcast that's doing. All right, so it's good to get some crowd noise, but that's what we're primarily, and we should describe where we are. It's going to be in foul territory, and not quite be able to track it down the first baseman. For Marshfield, Brant Fries that time, not able to secure that. And so what we are, it's fenced in real well, and you're protected in the press box here. But, you know, just behind the home plate. And we know at Casper Park, which is great Gannon Field, but we're kind of off on the third base side a little bit for baseball. And this is right behind. This is kind of how I remembered it. Again, when I went back to Casper and did baseball here last week, and this one, stroked into center field, and it's going to be a long-running catch made by Dayton Bugar for out number one. So a good catch by Bugar to start the fourth inning, grabbing that line drive from Carter Berg. But I seem to remember that, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that at Gannon Field previously, I thought there was kind of the press box with which downstairs like this, just like this, that had the concessions and stuff. And now they've got a separate building for the press box for baseball.
And I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I seem to remember. It's been a long time we've done baseball at Casper even. And that's my recollection, because I remember the smell of the hot dogs down below. And you don't forget that.
No, you do not, especially those.
And there's a called strike to Atkinson. And obviously there's still the concession facility, but then they've got a different press box. So, all right, 3-1 contest here in the top half of the fourth. Open stance for Atkinson. And a swing and a miss at that one. Atkinson was hit by a pitch last time and reached third base. Had the pinch runner, Easton Bob, would come in for him. Cardinals, some tough losses this week to North. 2-0 and 4-3 yesterday.
Yeah, great baseball.
And this one, a little nubber towards second base. Gloved over there. They'll throw in time Caleb Schaefer for the out to Brant Fries, the first baseman. So score it 4-3 for out number two. Well, you know, the Cards, I guess back in the first inning, they went 1-2 before they had somebody get hit. But they have not gone 1-2-3 in any of the first three frames. And as the last inning showed you, with two different doubles off of Hagman, that, again, insurance runs would be helpful. And now we've got Brady Smith, and he looks at ball one.
Smith had two RBIs with a single
in
the last at-bat.
And that grounder to third, his ground out to third, his first time. And he looks at a fastball missing 2-0 from Tyler Kramer, the freshman right-hander for Marshfield.
Looks like the wind, just looking at the flags, looks like the wind is coming directly from right field straight in.
And this one, muscled foul down the first base side. So the count now 2-1 to Smith. Smith, the leadoff hitter, his third go-around here in the top half of the fourth. As a single, and this one, ground ball, and glove, now the third baseman, error on the third baseman, and Smith is able to beat it out. Still pretty close, but the E5 on Chase Robinson, and so Smith is aboard. So Brady is on for the Cardinals, and now Jared Erickson, who's flown out to left and grounded out to third in his two trips, ended the second inning hitting from the left side, and the throw over to first. Talk about having that left-handed hitter in the two spot, but nobody thinking sacrifice bunt with two out necessarily. You could potentially see Brady try to steal, though, and that's why Kramer trying to hold him, get that runner in scoring position. There's a ball missing outside to Erickson, 1-0.
So this catcher does catch right-handed. He's a left-handed batter. So with the left-handed, with us having a left-handed batter right now, that's
right. And the throw over to first, the runner back. Again, my dated baseball references. You got to just forgive me because I'm maybe not as up in the game as I used to be. But wasn't Ted Simmons, the former Brewer catcher back in the day? I think he hit from the left side, too.
Oh, boy.
But threw with the right hand. But, you know, the world champ, the team that made it to the World Series and lost to the Cardinals. And there's a little nubber, and it's going to be gloved by the shortstop. He'll throw to second for the out. Good job by Jacob Sadowska that time. He dived backhanded, got that one, and was able to throw to Schaefer for the out. Score it 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Erickson retired. And the middle of four from Marshfield, the Cards still lead the Tigers 3-1 on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Against Lampton, the pitch. This one to the outfield, center field, a long run. It's way back and out of here for Allie Geist. She just hit it out of here. Allie Geist, give the Cards a three-run blast. And just like that, it's a 9-3 Chihai lead.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Bottom half of four, Marshfield trailing Chai on WOGO Sports. 3-1 is our score, and it's the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Tigers, starting with Dawson Meisner, who popped out to third his first time, and a strike one to Meisner. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. And there's a strike two to Meisner. And I didn't see the results anywhere, but you tell me the Chai girls in softball split a doubleheader with DC Evers yesterday.
They did.
There's a ball call, 1-2, ball getting away from the catcher.
They lost the first game of the doubleheader and won the second.
I know earlier the only loss had been where they had split that doubleheader with Menominee.
Correct. Yeah.
And the other way where they'd won and then lost. There's an off-speed pitch hit to right center, sort of slicing a long run, and it's going to get in there and get by Jared Erickson, but then the defense behind him with Jackson Martin. And so the single getting in there for Meisner to start the fourth inning for Marshfield. Trailing 3-1, the tying run coming up in the form of number 9, Bryce Shoddy, the sophomore DH who walked his first time. Shoddy hitting from that right side with an open stance. There's a called strike on the off-speed pitch, 0-1 from Hegman. Hegman, the junior pitcher for the Cards. Shoddy, the number 8 hitter, with Fries, the number 9, on deck. And the throw over to first, holding the runner, Hagman. 3-1, Chippewa, bottom half of inning number 4. Shoddy, the 0-1 pitch, bunt attempt, and called strike 2. Well, you know what would be nice? This would be perfect timing, Tammy, is if we finish the game, then there's rain for the length, giving us a longer break
yes.
so we can get lineups. How about that? That's my prayer.
Yes, that's the script.
Yes, that's the script. If we could draw it up. There's an off-speed pitch breaking in. Now, what do you see from, I'm trying to call these off, because the fastball, you just go ahead and uncork it, but it seems like Hegman likes to, I don't know what I would, if it's a curve, or I think of it as a breaking pitch. So
right.
A number of his pitches seem to be.
You can kind of see a little bit of his release.
Right.
Even the
seems
his
from
arm.
The grip, too.
Yeah.
Right. And count now to 2-2 to Shoddy, the left-handed hitting DH, who again walked in his first trip, so no official at-bat so far. Runner at first and nobody out. The pitch to Shoddy, ground or foul. 2-2 to Shoddy with Fries on deck and Jacob Sadowska, the leadoff hitter, leadoff hitting shortstop in the hole. Saturday morning baseball on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. There's an off-speed pitch hit fouled on the third baseline. .10:48 in the morning. And get your usual WOGO programming to follow our doubleheader. I think we'll have the Chippewa Valley This Week broadcast in between contests. Conversation with State Representative Karen Hurd. Another program tomorrow, we'll talk with Jody Jewell of World Relief about the refugee resettlement in Eau Claire. Throw over to first. Chippewa Valley This Week, 5:05 Sundays. Sundays afternoons here on WOGR. Public Affairs Programming. 2-2 the count with Shoddy hitting from the left side. The pitch. That one, off-speed, missing 3-2. Now, I'd say a slight curve. It's interesting. We talked about Kramer's curves stood out early.
Right.
They haven't stood out to me as much lately, but at the beginning of the game, they did.
They were breaking nice from them.
Right.
Maybe tiring.
Sure, yeah. 3-2 count. Here it is to Shoddy, and that one misses upstairs. Take your base. The third walk from Hagman, and now a little bit of a concern if you're Mitch Steinmetz. The two leadoff hitters on base for Marshfield. And that brings up Brant Fries, the first baseman who ground out to short his first time. So two aboard.
Can't see the bullpen, but I don't know that there's anybody warming up.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think there is. But, again, Hagman, a bit of a jam to try to work his way out of with Fries now, the number nine hitter. Let's see what he can do here. And there's different thinking, you know, sometimes. And there's the bunt attempt and called strike. The umpire says a little bit of contact, 0-1. You know, I mean, traditionally, I mean, you think about for so many years, obviously in the National League and the American before that, where the pitcher on Major League Baseball would bat. And so that obviously represented the weakest hitter most of the time. You had those rare exceptions of guys who could hit. But a lot of times, and there's a strike two for another kind of weak bunt attempt by Brant Fries. But a lot of times, and I think you see this with the Brewers, now I know you're a Cubs fan, but I mean, like Jackson Churio is kind of a certainly up and coming in that nine spot, but represents, and for a lot of on the high school softball or baseball, it seems like people like to get, think of it as a second leadoff hitter, right?
They do. They do. And I, you know, the it's usually somebody obviously that has a good mindset and a good bat. And so.
Hard to read what Fries is as he fouls one off 0-2. Right. So he's in the hole. With runners at first and second, Meisner at second, Shoddy at first, both a single and a walk respectively, and Fries now with the 0-2 from Hagman. The pitch to the right-hander, and he looks at the ball, 1-2. Sadowska, the sophomore shortstop, is on deck.
Fries had good contact last time. He grounded out to to short, but...
And that one had to duck and miss that off-speed pitch. So 2-2 now from Hagman. Unlike at Casper, the wonderful at Gannett Field, they've got the actual pitch number for you on the board. We're not treated to that here. We get spoiled, I guess, at home cooking. The 2-2 pitch. And this is a little grounder up the middle and gloved over there by Perlberg. The out at second, the throw over to first is safe. Safe at first. So first and third, they get the out. So Perlberg, again, both times Fries has grounded out too short, but runner advances to third. The lead runner, Meisner, with the first out, and Shoddy is out at second, and it brings up the leadoff hitter, Sadowska. Hitting from the left side, Sadowska called strike one to the shortstop, who singled and flew out to center in his two trips. 3-1, Chi High, bottom of four here on WOGO. And there's the off-speed pitch, and it pops away from the catcher, but keeps it in front of him. Good job there by Landon Atkison, the sophomore. Chi High with the tying run at the plate here for Marshfield. And the leadoff hitter, Sadowska, his third trip against Hagman. We saw a couple of those doubles earlier. There's a ball misses outside to the lefty, 1-1. Chase Robinson, the junior, on deck. Sadowska. Marshfield down 3-1. This one, ground ball, second base side. Over there, and it's going to be a throw over to first. They'll give up the run, and Brady Smith throws over to Carter Berg for the out.
That does not give up a run, Mark. They ended up calling that the bunt, the double play from Perlberg out.
Oh, okay.
It was really close.
Okay.
At first, it didn't look like they made a call, and then
okay,
they
well, there you go. All right,
so the
successful double play, and so the Cardinals able to get out of it without a run surrendered. And through four from Marshfield, Chi High leads at 3-1 on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and give you great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak here on WOGO Sports. 3-1 Shy High, top of the fifth, and it's Cole Perlberg, Preston Alger, and Gavin Thompson, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Perlberg has been hit by a pitch and walked, so he has not really been to the plate yet. He's like the invisible man.
You're right.
And there's the curveball called strike. So 1-2 now to Perlberg, the junior shortstop for the Cardinals. Trying to get some insurance runs. The Cards up two in this non-conference game. First of two, and he's hit by a pitch.
Wow.
Three times he's been to the plate and not officially an at-bat because that hit by pitch and walks don't count as at-bats. So he's on base, though, and that's the thing. In Moneyball thinking, right, it's get on base and score, right?
Well, and he made himself visible for a while in the because he did score from second on that
I
bump,
know,
so we got that.
Right. And so and that was impressive, right?
Yes.
I think we were talking about, wow, how fast is Cole Perlberg? And so hitting from the right side, Preston Alger, the senior third baseman, and the throw over to first as Tyler Kramer, the freshman, has not delivered a pitch yet to Alger, who has popped out to the catcher and singled in his two trips. Alger in the cleanup spot. He hit a bunt single, actually. There's a called strike, 0-1. Yeah, you think about the big, strong cleanup hitter and comes home and mom says, he had a single. He drilled one in the outfield. I had a bunt. It was a bunt, you know, and that's good. I think in the Brewers, they've been, Pat Murphy's seemingly a little more open to still using the bunt, although that's what they talk about. In analytics, apparently the analytics are not as pro-bunt.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like, yeah. Statistically, it doesn't pay off, but boy, I love the short game.
I know, a lot of people do. And there's a curveball that misses 1-1 here from Kramer.
So, I did bunt Michaela Hogan when she was
Our
four hitter because we were not able to put the bat on the ball and we had a runner on first.
Huh.
And it paid off. She did a great job. She looked at me like I was crazy.
And she was quite the home run hitter,
she
too.
Was. Yeah, she was.
Right.
It was actually at the state tournament, and she hit a home run to get us to the state tournament. So
yeah. I think I was there for that broadcast.
Yes, you were.
Right. Oh, how the years go by now, right?
Yes.
And this one hits a right center field and the long run, and it's going to get in there for a base hit for Alger. And runners at first and second now for the Cards here in the top half of the fifth. So a good start against the freshman Kramer as Alger gets a single to the outfield. Well, now he's got something more than just that. We're not minimizing the, and I'm putting it in the wrong inning. It's the fifth inning. All right, so first and second for the Cards and nobody out for Gavin Thompson now. Thompson hitting from the left side. The DH, he's popped out to third and had a sacrifice for an RBI. And there's another bunt attempt, and wonderful bunt,
really?
And that's going to be a bunt for a single. Oh, nice job. That was outstanding. And again, I don't think the third baseman was ready. He certainly wasn't fielding it for a bunt over there, Chase Robinson. And the pitcher, Kramer, had to go over, and wonderful bunt, don't you think, by
really
Gavin Thompson?
Really great bunt. He squares late, so it makes it, they're not charging on that. And the placement is so good. Like right between, far enough away from the pitcher, so it's a longer distance for him to run, which makes it easier for our base runner to get a base hit on that.
Jackson Martin now looks at a called strike on the first pitch. Martin, the junior right fielder for the Cards, he's singled and grounded out to second. It's gotten colder. I got to say at the moment here, it's not rain shower. I mean, the clouds are, a little bit of light here. And this one hit in the air, shallow outfield, and it's going to be caught. And they're going to try to fake a tag. And nothing doing there as far as Cole Perlberg will go back. But the pop-out to Caleb Schaefer at second for Martin. And so one down for the Cards here in the top of the fifth brings up Braden Dickerson. He's hit into a 4-6 fielder's choice, reached base and scored after a stolen base and also flown out to center. Open stance hitting from that right side against Kramer. Ball missing 1-0. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak, great to have you aboard. We got a doubleheader this week, and next week we'll try to outdo it and go to a tripleheader here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. That's right, the Cardinal Invitational. Some great squads coming in for that. Ball misses 2-0. Our Caleb Swenson was telling me, I think Kimberly, and just some wonderful, I don't have all the school. Maybe you could track
I'll
it down for me.
Yeah, that, yeah.
But it takes a lot. I mean, you got eight teams, and everybody's guaranteed three games. There's a ball missing. 3-0 now with the bases loaded with Cardinals and one out. Dickerson at 3-0. Will he have the red light? The pitch. He looks at a called strike one from Kramer. So 3-1 from Kramer. The top half of the fifth. Cardinals trying to build on this 3-1 lead. Dickerson from the right side against the freshman Kramer. Ball four. So walking in a run, that is an RBI. Dickerson gets the RBI as he goes to first. So it's Perlberg scoring from third on the walk. Alger to third, and Thompson to second, and Dickerson to first. And a little bit of conversation with Adam Gilbertson and Tyler Gilbertson, the catcher, and Kramer there. And just checking back on we've had the two-hit batsmen, which I think both times have been Cole Perlberg today, and trying to tally up the total number of walks here.
Atkinson also was hit by a pitch.
Yeah, and this one drilled pretty well. So it's now 5-1, Chippewa. And only one out as Berg with the single there and the RBI. And it brings up Landon Atkinson, the catcher. Atkinson against Kramer. Off-speed pitch misses. He's swinging a miss, 0-1. Again, windy and colder here as the Cardinals building that 5-1 lead in the fifth. Against Kramer, the freshman, as he's gone the distance. And this one hit in the air. First base side going over, and it's going to be catchable and grabbed over there by the first baseman, Brant Fries. Runners hold for the second out on the pop out in foul territory for Atkinson, who's 0 for 2 in the day and was hit by a pitch, as you mentioned. And to the top of the fifth, the top of the order we go, and Brady Smith now for his fourth at bat with two out and two in for the Cards, and the bases loaded. And this one fouled off for strike one. Smith has grounded out to third. He singled in two RBIs and reached on an error on the third baseman, Robinson. 5-1 Chippewa. Two big insurance runs here in the top half of the fifth. Kramer, the 0-1 pitch. Misses 1-1. You got those teams, I guess. Go ahead.
I do. So next
this
weekend,
is the Cardinal Invitational.
Softball will play DC, or well, tournament is DC Everest, Kenosha, Bradford, Kimberly, Middleton, Superior, Watertown, and Westosha Central.
There we go.
So good softball next weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. There's a ball missing 2-1.
Guaranteed three games, you said?
Right. And I think they're talking about 11, 1, and 3. And so, you know, just roughly, I mean, it's going to work. And, you know, you never know if some games might end early. And so as they work that. But there's a count now is up to 3-1 to Brady Smith. His fourth at bat here in the top of the fifth. And the Cardinals padding their lead up to 5-1. Smith, the base is loaded, the pitch. And he looks at, and that's the second run scored on a walk.
Again, with Marshfield having limited depth with their team, coach is going to talk now and maybe make a decision.
So that's the third run of the inning, and Gavin Thompson scoring. And to third is Dickerson, and to second is Berg, and to first is Brady Smith. And, yeah, there's the full conference. And let me take this chance to tell you that don't get sidelined by a lingering injury. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, CVOSM.com. Every time I read that, I think about, obviously, the healthcare blow that we suffered in the valley with HSHS, and obviously not only the hospitals March 22nd, but the Prevea clinics. But you live in Chippewa.
I do.
And so what's the feeling there? What's the mood? I mean, we've seen certainly on the counter to that is the rallying, the coming together, the trying to, you know, various entities trying to do anything they can.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're faced with adversity like that, people do have a tendency to come together. I have a family member who's in the healthcare profession, and it's challenging for everybody. A few family members, actually, and the stress it puts on them mm-hmm. in terms of the extra need.
Right. So, now, it's definitely a challenge for the community. And I was here when Uniroyal, as we've had the conference was over, and now I don't understand. The umpires are coming. And,
there's thunder. And,
okay. All right. So they're going to kind of pull this back. And so Dan Anderson back at our WOGO studio, we may be turning it to you because it's thunder and anticipating. It's interesting, wouldn't you, in terms of the sky? Let's play meteorology here. But we see some blue, but then you know, it's kind of a mixture.
I don't know my directions.
I hadn't heard the thunder.
I'm not sure what direction I'm facing.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about directions, but I know this. I know the Cards are up 5-1 here.
That's right. Two outs and the fifth inning.
Well, I had asked that the break, I had asked Mother Nature that the break could, you know, the weather break could be between games. We didn't quite get. We
She's were moving, on Eastern time.
We were moving along at a good clip. And so game action has halted. So I tell you what, we will go ahead and let's take another 2-minute timeout and then we'll come up and size things up. So let's take one more 2-minute break and we're back in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, right,
so
but it
Dan,
takes teamwork to
win championships.
I wanted
to just see with you, have we played all the spots
yet? When it
comes
to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created
okay.
a championship
well,
team
that's
at
fine.
Wynn Family Dentistry.
I think what we'll do is
Wynn Family
we're going to probably need to go back
to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community.
I think to go back to programming.
All our
do you know
Chi-High
how to do that?
And McDonald's student-athletes a safe and successful season.
You don't.
Go Cards and go Max.
Okay.
From Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
What should we talk about?
I don't know. Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week,
No.
A one-on-one
Dan.
Conversation with Republican State Representative.
I thought you were playing Chippewa
Karen
Valley
Heard
this week.
Of the 68th Assembly District.
Hold
at
Dan,
least that's
we're not
the district
Chippewa
she currently represents,
yet.
But she's running for the 69th and is already moved to Whitby.
It sounds
Why?
Like it's playing Chippewa
we'll
Valley
explain.
This week.
On this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public
that's
affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio.
What?
I'm Mark
that's not a commercial.
We'll be tackling three subjects with Republican State Representative Karen Hurd on this edition
Dan.
Of Chippewa Valley This Week. We'll begin with...
Yeah.
Competition drives us to
yeah,
be
I can
best.
Tell you this, Dan.
That's why sports
that
is such a
CBTW,
valuable experience.
That is what's supposed to play
athletes.
Once we're between
At
games.
At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck.
Yeah,
and
that's not a big deal.
Us
but it's just that is just so you know that is
what
we're going to play between games, but we're not quite between games. So
it's the reason that we have this slogan, you'll find a friend. So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
All right, so we've got a bit of a break here, and let's set the scene. Jared Erickson was going to come up. There had just been a conference on the mound because Tyler Kramer, the freshman, had walked his second run-in of the inning, and he walked the leadoff hitter Brady Smith. So Brady getting a walk and an RBI, and that put Chippewa Falls. And let me just ask Dan back at our WOGO studio. I'm hearing kind of an echo of myself, if you could address that possibly, that would be much appreciated. Thank you. And so Chai getting three runs in this inning, and so leading it 6-1 right now, so there's some of that insurance. I got to tell you, a walk for a run is not a great highlight for the post game show, but still you know, I'm grateful for the run here at Safford Field. So 6-1, it's two outs, bases loaded for the Cards with Jared Erickson due to come up. But then the best we could tell is one of the umps heard some thunder and we all came in. So
that's correct. And I did look at radar real quick. And again, you know, Mark and I are not playing meteorologists, but it looks like there's some weather coming
Tammy.
In.
Let's go to Tammy Slowiak in the Weather Center. I wanted to say. How does it look? Tammy?
Well, according to the radar, it looks like there's a band that is coming in. And when I, you know, again, depends on how the app works, but it looks like it could, once the rain starts, it could be a couple hours of rain. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be thunder and lightning, according to the red dots on uh-huh. the map that I've seen. Uh-huh. Do you think that the meteorologist said?
That sounded a little bit. Just as long as you don't break into, I like to put red sprinkles on my cookies. That would sound, that might weaken the authority. I know in broadcast journalism school, it's kind of like when I trained, I did a little bit of umping back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And a long time ago, I mean, I'm talking when I was in high school, I did some softball games and then later in later years. But I mean, there's a lot about image and about selling the call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I have not did really never got beyond like softball's what I did, but you have to sell it. And I think similar when you do a newscast, like, you know, if you're mispronouncing and you're stumbling, you're undercutting your
authority.
Yes.
Well,
leadership is credibility.
Yes.
Right. That's what
yes.
they say. So there you go. That's the idea. You go, wow, Mark and Tammy are covering everything from soup to nuts. Yes, indeed. Because we've talked to Dan back at the WOGO studio, and he's like, you know what? You guys go right ahead. So
thanks, Dan.
That's that's what we're here to do. Well, tell us about your role at Chi High in terms of both as a teacher, but then also your current involvement with the sports teams and which teams you're working with.
This is my 20th year at Chi High, and my joke is that I started when I was 15.
Yeah, right. So, wow, amazing.
Right?
You were a wonder kid. Doogie Howser, the female version.
So I taught science, and I moved into a program that's probably best described as an at-risk area. So I work with students that are possibly credit deficient or need a smaller setting. So then I work with that population. Athletically, I've been involved in sports since I was hired 20 years ago, and before I got to Chi High, I coached as well. But I coached volleyball and softball at Chi High, and when I stepped away from that to be involved with my own children's programs, I knew that I would miss being in that arena. And part of my coaching philosophy always had to do with staying focused and being into the mental game. So I did a lot of reading and went to seminars and stuff with different people that were sports psychologists and really studied that. So ended up getting a certification in mental performance, and the Booster Club offered me the opportunity to work with our sports teams. And so coaches know that I'm available to them. And this spring I have met with the baseball team, the softball team, the tennis program, the soccer team. Those are the four that I've met with this spring. Throughout the year, it varies. I meet with the volleyball team weekly in the fall, the tennis team weekly as well. So it just kind of varies in terms of their schedule. It's difficult. Like the coach, golf coach and I, we communicate more that I share resources with him because their schedule is so unpredictable that once they get out to play, they're out, they get course time, and that's when I would be available to meet with them. But it's really teaching athletes how to harness their control. And so they don't, whether they're upset by a call, how do they continue to move forward? And that's one example. But there's a lot of things. How to overcome injury and how, you know, you make your focus on things that you can control is one of our big mantras.
It's occurring to me as we're having this unplanned conversation this is a potential Chippewa Valley this week because we focus on the Chippewa Valley, but athletes and the mental health aspect. And certainly, I think since the pandemic, we've seen obviously mental health challenges, but there is a growing mental health comfortability or openness or willingness for people to acknowledge and to get help, right?
There is.
And again, I'm not even saying that that's what you're doing because I'm going to share. It's funny because I was at this Rotary convention recently. It's basically, they call it TriCon. It was in Green Bay. I messaged you from there
yes.
because the lead speaker at lunch on the Friday of the event and this was just in mid-April, was Chris Carr, and he's the Packers sports performance psychologist. And I've got a paragraph worth that I'm going to, you know, and you texted back and you said, well, I hope you had good notes. Not expecting I was going to share it with you during a rain delay.
No, this is perfect. Yeah. I'll take notes now.
Yes. And I wish I would have had more, but I mean, I think it's in terms of just the importance, you know, what I'm saying on the one hand is kind of the acceptability of and the reality of the mental, but it's not only mental health, but it's in terms of, I like the term for him as sports performance psychologist. And part of what he described is, he talks, here's what my notes are. So, teacher, here we go. They use the World Health Organization definition of mental health. I don't have that in front of me, but we could probably look it up. And he provides proactive, confidential psychological care. And again, that in itself is, there's a lot that people can face in life. Now, we're talking about high school athletes. But, right. I mean, in terms of, you know, traditionally people could, at the high school or college level, it's like, oh, boy, during finals, your performance.
Yes.
No, because your mind and your body, right? I mean, I think Giannis, just in his addressing the media yesterday, was saying, again, some fascinating things about mind and body. He was saying he never wanted to get more, worked harder to get back. Remember how he amazingly, the year they won the title in 2021, he was injured, missed a couple games against the Hawks. They won the Eastern Conference Finals. And then he somehow surprised everybody. And people were hoping, and he played in game one of the finals against Phoenix, which they lost, but still, and he played in every game of those, including that performance for the ages in game six when they won it all. But I think he was talking yesterday. I encourage people to listen to his comments because he talked about mind and body and caring for your body. But just these, we think of it as one entity, mm-hmm. but they're related. They're so inextricably related, but
very
different.
Right. And one of the things that we, you know, when I first meet with athletes, and something that I'm learning is, I tell them this, I'm not meaning to offend you, but they have the adolescent mind. And so their mind is continuing to develop. So, you know, to learn coping mechanisms when you're faced with adversity. And if you train your mind, your body will follow. Now it sounds, you know, and I also remind them, I'm not saying that, you know, I can say the words, but it doesn't mean it's easy. The work comes back to you as the athlete or the student or whatever it might be. But it's, I mean, personally, I think about like the speakers that I've heard, and it's so relatable because, you know, when you fly off the handle, once you settle and you reflect back, oh, I could have handled that better. Huh. And I think, yes, I mean, everything meant, and then I, you know, I make sure people understand that I'm not a certified mental health uh-huh. person, uh-huh. but mental performance is not just athletic performance. It's, you know, and it is something that will it help your mental health?
Right.
I have a hard time believing it won't, because it teaches you to cope.
Sure.
So it's a great.
Yeah. Because when you talk about challenges, certainly within the game, it doesn't matter what the game is. There's challenge. It could be the ref's call. It could be, you know, certainly on the field, all sorts of things. But then in life, right?
Yes.
And those tests that they can come, not just in the classroom. Well, the rest of what Chris Carr, the Packers sports performance, and again, Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowak, in case you're wondering, tuning in, we are getting some rain. It's just some light precipitation, but the umps here in the top half of the fifth inning had called it, and then go, the precipitation on, again, a wonderful press box and facility they have at Safford Field. Here at Marshfield High School, and they have their own separate softball complex as well, just across the street. But the game interrupted here with two out, the bases loaded, and the Cardinals had scored three more in the top of the fifth, leading it 6-1. And, you know, we've got an artificial turf infield and a grass outfield, and so the full expectation, even when you look at the precipitation on the radar, is that it's a narrow band of showers, and fully intending to play after this. But
you never know.
We're talking our way through the break,
right.
So that's what's going on. So anyhow, in terms of what is your title then in that particular capacity?
Well, my certification is it's called MPM, so it's Mental Performance Mastery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so mental training coach, mental performance coach is when I come into a team, they know that that's when they see me, they know that
yeah.
I'm there to talk about
what I, it, and it varies. Coaches will say, well, this is what's going on right now. This is what we might be struggling with. Or if it's, and it can be practice related, it can be game related, it can be injury related. But so they know when they see me that my goal isn't just to stand on a soapbox and say, you need to do this, but it's to give them different strategies, whether it's, you know, a breathing exercise when you are feeling stressed, or talking about focal points and how you can use those to your advantage to distract you, in a sense, when something, like you had mentioned, an example of a bad call that's so common, or pitchers need to, in softball and baseball, might be pitching lights out, but maybe their defense is struggling behind them, and that's a you know, when you have to work for five outs in an inning, you know, how to keep it on the focus on the next pitch. And so, yeah, so my title is mental performance coach.
Well, again, from Chris Carr, the Packers, again, sports performance psychologist, did you find that you mentioned he said that he said they use the World Health Organization definition of mental health, which is what?
It's a good definition. It's a state of well-being in which the individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to his or her community.
And again, he provides proactive, confidential psychological care. He provides a weekly mindset class that's optional. I think he talked about, you know, a double-digit number of players when they'd had the last one. He said last year 68% of the roster utilized him. And also in December of 2022, he says they built a meditation room. And so and at the end, he talked about the fact that that I think there's seven teams that have now gone to a full-time sports performance psychologist. Kansas City was the first, but if I understood what he said, that the Packers were the second. So the goal and overall in the NFL is to somehow get past Kansas City, right? I'm tired of them being number one and everything. But, yeah, I think it's important, and I think you probably will eventually see all the teams doing it, you know?
I think so, too. I think that, you know, I know that, that Mike Thompson mentions frequently when we address the Booster Club that we're one of the schools that we know that are in the BRC that specifically has somebody that they bring in, and that it happens to be me. So but it's something that Mike and I have had conversations around, and then when I came across the certification opportunity, was able to do that, complete that coursework, and learn some, you know, learn from that as well as have access to more resources. And it's just always been part of my coaching philosophy. And so it was an easy transition. Some people, you know, we talk about buy-in, cause I can't think of a better phrase than that. But, again, with an adolescent mind, some are like, yeah, whatever. But eventually when they try some different strategies, you can see it, and, it will pay off in the classroom, like you said. And that is my promise to players. I tell them, sometimes this is a hard sell to you guys, and but you need to realize that one thing I can promise you, I don't make a lot of guarantees, but the guarantees that I will give them is if you try to come up with different ways to deal with the adversity that you might be faced with or the challenges, this can't hurt you. So you're no better off. You might be not better off in your mind, but you certainly aren't going to be hurt by it.
I just think, you know, can think culturally, societally, and different ways that we do grow. I mean, civil rights is a huge way. We can think, wow, that happened. There was slavery. And then you talk about the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and you can still look and say progress has been made, but you know, there's probably still further to go, and we can have those conversations. But, I mean, I think similarly, I think that's where with mental health.
I agree.
I mean, you know, just I spent 2 years in Africa, and some of the differences in coming home were like, wow, Amazon was way more popular by 2018 than it was in 2016. But I think trauma, the word trauma has been, you know, a decade ago, people barely talked about trauma.
That's true.
And now it's everywhere. And I think there is a lot of permission. And I think COVID helped create that, because, you know, look at our young people and the way that that so devastated and impacted them, and that they needed that. And so that's been a good thing.
It's been
a good step. And I think, I apologize because I've said this quote before, but I really liked it. When Mike Sherman was the Packers coach in 2004, he brought the now late Bobby Knight in. And I know Bobby Knight say what you will, but he brought Bobby Knight in to speak inspirationally to the Packers, and he memorably said that mental is to physical as four is to one. And I was just always like, wow. And I think, you know, yesterday was the anniversary of Tiger Woods' dad, Earl, dying in 2006. But on the radio, we played a clip of Earl Woods on the Oprah show with Tiger in 97 after he'd won the Masters. But the fact is like that I think he had a lot of recognition about the importance of the mental part. It's huge. Like your body is today. We've been calling a baseball game the first of a doubleheader, which will resume. We're in a rain delay in the top of the fifth, and Chahi leading Marshfield 6-1. But the mind, if Knight is to believed, okay, and he was certainly very successful. And remember, I mean, Mike Krzyzewski is his protege, and so. But mental is, he said, four times more important than the physical.
I think it's hard for me to argue that because I believe so strongly in it, because when you harness, like I said earlier, you control your thoughts. You know, even your self-talk, I say to people all the time, who talks to you the most? And initially when you're talking to student athletes, I'll be like, oh, my mom or dad, or, you know, and it's like, actually, no, it's you. You're talking to yourself all the
time.
That's
a great point.
And so what are you choosing to listen to?
Yeah.
So we can't even talk about what is your self-talk
and
what is a waste of your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So use your energy in a productive way. And again, train your mind, your body will follow. And so when Knight says that, those types of things, it's no secret that I'm a big John Wooden fan.
Uh-huh.
And he put together the pyramid of success,
uh-huh,
used in as a business model and as well as in still in sports. But the thing that's so remarkable to me is he's got 13 blocks on this pyramid. It's a pyramid on purpose. And you don't hit physical skill until the absolute center of his pyramid. Everything else is... like the cornerstones are industriousness, which he uses instead of the phrase hard work, and enthusiasm. Those are his two cornerstones. So you can't, obviously, if you pull a cornerstone out of a pyramid, it collapses.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm,
he's saying you have to have those things in place.
Mm-hmm.
And others include things like friendship, loyalty, cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two rows of the pyramid, and then he puts the word skill in there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying you get all those other things in place first, and then skill will matter.
Hmm. It's interesting because you're not the first at Chi-Hi to embrace or celebrate Wooden, because I remember I've been doing Chi-Hi sports and sports on the radio here since, the late 80s. It started by doing Bloomer Girls, who made it to state, but in 89. No, the Bloomer Boys, I guess. But anyhow, longtime head coach Dale Parr, one of the best back in the day. But Bob Coonan and he was a huge Wooden fan and had the pyramid up on the wall in his office. I remember going and talking with him. So, yeah. And left Chi-Hi in subsequent years and went to Pulaski High School and continued on as a coach there. But, all right, well, that is what it sounds like to fill time during a rain delay. When it's unscripted and unplanned, as Chi-Hi leads it 6-1 over Marshfield. And we're going to take another 2-minute timeout and come back with more in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage.
Say what I think we are going to do, though.
From Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
It's raining in Marshfield. Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak at Safford Field outside of Marshfield High School on this Saturday, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars fans, Star Wars trilogy going on. Mycon Cinema, downtown Eau Claire, if you wanted to see. It's movies 4, 5, and 6, which they're the best,
okay,
right?
Good to know. Okay.
But I know it's also the 25th anniversary of Phantom Menace, so number one in the, what, 9 film series of Star Wars. So do you want to talk about that for 20 minutes now?
You would be on. You'd be flying solo on that.
Han Solo.
See?
Thank you. But, okay. No, actually, we're just going to set the scene. It's a bit of a rain. We had heard some thunder, and the umps had said, all right, safety precaution, let's bring it in. And so Chai leading it 6-1 is the score. It's the top half of the fifth. The Cards with the bases loaded against the freshman pitcher, Kramer. And still some time to go, and then there's a second game. So we're going to be here spending the day in Marshfield.